This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
It's good to have you joining us all over the world, and welcome to Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world as we remember 9/11 today. We're praying for the families of the 3,000 people that were killed that day, and there were 6,000 injured, and of course many, many more suffered extreme difficulties. And so we are delighted to have you listening, joining us here all around the world. We are a house of prayer for all nations, and we are absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church this morning, connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can be a member of this worldwide church. And after my sermon today, I'm going to give you information on how you can become a member. Before we start, before we pray, I do want to welcome members from all across America, around the world. We have members from Sugar Land, Texas, Kerrville, Texas, Edmond, Oklahoma, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Fleming Island, Florida, Madison, Alabama, Gig Harbor, Washington, Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Andhra Pradesh, India, Prescott, Arizona, Ajax, Canada, Bloomington, Indiana, Temecula, California, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, Las Vegas, New Mexico, and Covington, Louisiana, people from across America, around the world. And it's so good to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church today. We're not a local church, but we are a worldwide church. And Jesus said, quoting the prophet, he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." And so, Father, we just come into your presence today here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning, on this September 11th, 2016. And we just pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," here at Breakout Radio Church today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I would like to remind you that if you need prayer or someone to talk to you during this broadcast time, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who is ready to visit with you or pray with you in our prayer room anytime during this church service. All you need to do is go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are on there at this moment. Go to bpnradio.com and scroll down and click on the little white church with the red roof. Then click on the church prayer room. When you get there, someone will be there to pray with you or answer any questions you might have. Remember, the password when you get in there is lowercase BPN Radio, lowercase BPN Radio. And then immediately after the service, I'll join you there in the prayer room to pray with you or answer any questions you may have. Well, it's time to worship him before I minister this morning. Here on this 9/11 Sunday, we're going to worship him and honor him. So everybody join me today in our praise and our worship to our God. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church today on this Sunday morning. Let's lift up holy hands to holy God.
The Lord, he is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. By his power we trust, in his love.
Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He moves, He is love.
Well, praise God. Would you praise God with me today? It's a wonderful day to praise Him and honor Him and magnify Him. Lord, we just lift You up. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. And we honor You today. We glorify Your name today. We are so very, very thankful and grateful today for all of Your blessings. What an honor it is to be able to know You, Lord, and to worship You and to lift up holy hands to You, O God. And we worship You here today on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. Let's worship Him today.
Majesty, Your grace has found me just as I am, empty hand above love. We're singing,
Majesty.
We're singing,
Majesty.
Forever,
forever I am changed by Your love, in the presence of Your Majesty.
We're singing, we bless Your name, above the Father.
Well, let's lift up holy hands to Holy God today. Lord, we love you, we worship you, and we honor you this morning. Here at Breakout Radio Church, we are so very, very thankful, Lord, that we live in a place where we can freely worship you and honor you and magnify your name. And here on this Sunday morning, the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 event, we pray, Lord, for the families of those that were killed that day, those that went to work that morning, entered the Twin Towers not realizing that they would never return home. Those 3,000 people, almost 3,000, and their families that still grieve today as the event takes place there in New York City, where Gene and I have been, where we have visited before, as thousands gather there. I pray the comfort of your Holy Spirit. I pray for the 6,000 that were injured that day. Many of them still carried the scars, physical scars, emotional scars of what happened there. Remembering that the face of evil came to our nation. Radical Islam was introduced to America. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for our nation today. In Jesus' name, we pray for another spiritual awakening. And I pray, Lord, that you would come and anoint me, your servant, with the Holy Spirit to deliver the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's so thankful. I'm so thankful, grateful to have you break out Radio Church today, and I'm going to be sharing some more of how you can become a member of this worldwide church. But I'm so very, very thankful that I can stand here today at our ministry center in Austin, Texas, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, as I said, we remember today exactly what happened on 9/11, but I am remembering today what happened on 9/10. It was a Monday night, and Gene and I, we were leading a revival in Raso, New Mexico, and we were there at Gateway Church in Roswell, along with our spiritual son, Godfrey Bertle, who had joined us and was ministering in music at that time. It was a Monday night, and that night on September the 10th, 2001, I stood to preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, intending to give people an opportunity to respond to that call. When suddenly, in the middle of my message, everything changed. The Holy Spirit began to give me a warning message for the people. I didn't know it was actually a warning message for our nation. But as a prophetic voice, I began to call for repentance, and I began to preach as though I was preaching to the nation, even though I knew that I was preaching to a local congregation in Raso, New Mexico. I began to call for repentance, and soon I began to ask the congregation to join me in prayer. And as we gathered, I remembered as we gathered the front of the church, a spirit of intercession came upon me, came upon the congregation. We began to intercede, even a spirit of travail in the spirit as people began to cry out, not knowing exactly what we were praying for, but remembering now the scripture that says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. And so we were praying in response to the Holy Spirit. We were obeying him and calling out on behalf of what we, that night, September the 10th, did not know was really happening. I went home that night, but tossed and turned. I could hardly sleep. I remember my sleep was interrupted during the night of 2010 and the morning hours of 2011. I did not know why I was praying. I did not know why I was interceding. But I knew that I was interceding for something and someone, even though I did not know. I believe that God was hearing my prayers, and I believe that I was interceding on behalf of a nation. And the next morning when I got a call to turn on my television set, and I was watching as one of the towers came down, and then in my horror, as it was with millions of other Americans, I saw another plane go into the second tower, and both towers began to come down. And I realized that my prayers and the prayers that we were praying had not been in vain, because I know that even though the Twin Towers were hit by two planes, another one by our Pentagon, the other plane that was intended for our nation's capital to destroy the very heart of our nation in D.C., in Washington, D.C., the congressional building, our nation's capital, was thwarted by some brave men there who interrupted that flight. And the flight went down in the countryside in Pennsylvania, thwarting the plans of the enemy to destroy the very heart of our nation. And I remember that after that day, 9/11, there was a change in the atmosphere of our nation. And the prayers, I believe, of the people begin to ignite a fire in the heart of our nation. And I remember looking on in amazement as Republicans and Democrats stood side by side, holding hands and singing God Bless America, the two parties joining hands and praying to God and giving thanks to God. People turned to God. Many Christians returned to church, and prayers of agreement, intercession, and thanksgiving were offered up by citizens of this land. Many turning to God. There was a fire beginning to burn on the altar of America. People were running to God, running to church, running to Jesus. But then something happened. They began to get distracted, and they quit running, and they started walking. And then they began to sit down. Then they laid down. Then they went to sleep. And while they were sleeping, the fire went out. And then the fire went out, and darkness returned to this nation. In many instances, gross darkness covered this land. A nation sleeping while our walls begin to be broken down and our gates begin to be burned with fire. And the very people that had destroyed parts of this land, had destroyed the buildings in New York City, were invited to come and build their mosque. And since 9/11, Islam has grown in America. And we have found that religion was a part of 9/11, instead of being silenced, has grown in America. But we know that there is still hope for our nation. There is still hope for our land. And I'm reminded of the words of Billy Graham that he gave after 9/11. He said, "This event reminds us of the brevity and the uncertainty of life. We never know when we too will be called into eternity. I doubt if those people who got on those planes, who walked into the World Trade Center or the Pentagon on Tuesday, thought it would be the last day of their lives. And that's why we each must face our own spiritual need and commit ourselves to God and His will." And Billy Graham went on to say, "Here in this majestic national cathedral, we see all around us the symbol of the cross. For the Christian, the cross tells us that God understands our sin and our suffering, that He took them upon Himself in the person of Jesus Christ. From the cross, God declares, 'I love you. I know the heartaches and the sorrows and the pain that you feel, but I love you.' The story does not end with the cross, for Easter points us beyond the tragedy of the cross to the empty tomb. It tells us that there is hope for eternal life, for Christ has conquered evil and death and hell. Yes, there is hope. And he said, I've become an old man now, and I've preached all over the world, and the older I get, the more I cling to that hope that I started with many years ago, several years ago, at the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington. Ambassador Andrew Young closed his talk with a quotation from the old hymn, How Firm a Foundation. This week, Billy Graham said, we watched in horror as planes crashed into the steel and glass of the World Trade Center. Those majestic towers built on solid foundations were examples of prosperity and creativity. When damaged, he said, those buildings plummeted to the ground, imploding in upon themselves. Yet underneath the debris is a foundation that was not destroyed. Therein lies the truth of that hymn, How Firm a Foundation. Yes, our nation has been attacked, buildings destroyed, lives lost, but now we have a choice whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually as a people and a nation, or to choose to become stronger than all of the struggle to rebuild on a solid foundation. And I believe that we're starting to rebuild on that foundation. That foundation is our trust in God. And in that faith, we have the strength to endure something as difficult and as horrendous as what we have experienced this week. This has been a terrible week with many tears, but it's also been a week of great faith. In that hymn, How Firm a Foundation, the words say, fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will give thee aid, and I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, impotent hand. So he said, my prayer today is that we will feel the loving arms of God wrapped around us, and that as we trust in him, we will know in our hearts that he will never forsake us. We also know that God will give wisdom and courage and strength to the president and those around him. And this will be a day that we will remember as a day of victory. And so that was Billy Graham's speech in the National Cathedral the Sunday after 9/11. We know that we still have that hope today. And as New Testament's priests, prophets, and kings unto the Lord, we still have that hope as long as we keep the fire burning on the altar. As a nation, we let the fire go out. We let the flame go out. And it's like it was in the days of Eli and Samuel. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 3 that the prophet who was responsible at that time, prophet and priest, had let the fire go out. The lamp of the Lord had gone out, but the Lord was still speaking. And there was a warning that had come to the prophet Eli, but he did not heed the warning, and he did not heed the nation. The Bible said that he slumbered and slept. And even when the little boy Samuel heard a voice that he did not know was the voice of the Lord, he went and tried to wake up the prophet and so that he could explain what was happening. The Bible said the lamp had gone out. There was no revelation. There was no word from God. It was a difficult day. But the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. The word of the Lord was still there. And Samuel responded to the word of the Lord, and the fire and relit the lamp of the Lord. And I declare today, here on this 9/11 day, that there is still a lamp, there is still a fire that has not gone out in many places in America. Although it has gone out in our nation as a whole, the lamp is still burning, and we as Christians, we as believers, we have the responsibility today to keep the fire burning on the altar as prophet, priest, and kings of the Lord. And I'm reminded of As I read from my big Bible today, I'm reminded of the words of the Lord concerning the priest of the Old Testament, the sons of Aaron. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 6, verses 12 and 13, "And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out." It shall never go out. And so we know that that Jesus set the example. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1 that Jesus would rise early in the morning, and he went out to a solitary place, and there he prayed, lighting the fire, keeping the fire burning on the altar. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. And that's why we started BPN Radio, BPN, which stands for Breakout Prayer Network. That's why we started BPN Radio, so that we could keep the fire burning on the altar, prayer day and night here on BPN Radio. And I believe that God has called his children, his sons and his daughters, as New Testament's prophet, priest, and kings, to keep the fire burning on the altar, the fire in our lives, the fire in our families, the fire in our churches, the fire in our cities, so that we can have a fire burning in our nation. As we approach another presidential election, we are living in the most crucial days in the history of our nation. We know the enemy. We know that Satan has come to steal, kill, and to destroy this nation. And it can only happen as the mighty men and women of God lay down and go to sleep. As the five foolish virgins, they let the oil run out, so there's no fire burning in their lives. So they're no longer running, no longer walking, no longer sitting, but they are laying down asleep. And so many, many Christians that once had the fire of God burning in their lives have let the fire go out. They have let the fire go out of their lives. They have gone to sleep. Many of them are in a lukewarm condition, not responding to the words of the Lord, which reminded us that he would that we are hot or cold, but because we are lukewarm, he will vomit us out of our mouth. And so today, I believe the Holy Spirit is stirring us up to once again light the fire in our lives. Allow the Holy Spirit to light the fire, and that we keep the fire burning on the altar, so that we can run and not be weary. Even if we walk, we won't faint, but he wants us to run. I believe that God is calling the church to run with a message, to run with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus, telling the nation that Jesus died and he rose again on the third day. And because he lives, we live also. A running message. I remember years ago, when I was pastoring a church in Dell City, a suburb of Oklahoma City, that I would go to the YMCA every day to work out, because the physical exercise profits a little bit. So I went. I'll never forget being in the locker room, and there was a young man putting on a shirt that read, "I ran in the Boston Marathon." And I had heard about the Boston Marathon for many years. There were some people that ran in the Boston Marathon who actually ran to win. There were others that just wanted to participate. They just run to run. They just wanted to have a shirt that said, "I ran in the Boston Marathon." So I said to him, "Excuse me." He said, "Yes." I said, "You ran in the Boston Marathon?" He said, "Yes, I did." I said to him, "Did you run to run, or did you run to win?" He said, "Excuse me." I said, "Oh, never mind." but I realize that there are some people in life, they are just running to run. They are just going through life. They're not living life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. I've come that you might live life and have it more abundantly. But some people are just running to run. They're just going through life. They have no purpose. They are slumbering and sleeping and just wanting to make it till Friday, hoping that they can last long enough to get their retirement or Social Security, get their house paid for, their car paid for, and take a long vacation and sit on the front porch and with their pocket knife whittling out something out of the wood. And they're just hoping that they just can make it through life. They have just enough money to live on. But there is another group of people that they are runners. They are running to win. They have a message in their heart. And they want to deliver that message. The fire of God burns on their altar. And they desire to make their lives count for God. Realizing that they are here on this earth. They could have been born any time in history past. They could have been born any time in history future. But here they are now. They are here at this point in time, here at this point in life to make a difference, to make a difference. They are running to run. They are running with passion. They are running with fire. They have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us a story about two men that were running, and there were those on the wall that were looking at these two men. And the Bible said that one of these men running to run got there, but he did not have anything to say. He did not have a message. He was running, just running to run. So he turned aside, but there was another man coming. And when he got to the city, he had a message. And this was a man that delivered a message that gave hope to a city, to a people group. And he had a message. He had something to say. He was running to win. He had fire burning on his altar. You know, the Bible tells us that after the book of Malachi, there was 400 silent years. The fire went out. But then there came a messenger by the name of John the Baptist. And he appears in Matthew chapter 3, and the Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And this same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And those that came to him with an expectation, and John the Baptist prophesied about the fire that was coming, and it came in Acts chapter 2, and it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. John the Baptist said, one is coming after me who's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2. Those that were in the upper room, the 120 who had stayed there to pray, were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Their lamp was lit. A fire was lit. A passion was in their bones. And they went down into the streets of Jerusalem and they begin to operate in the name of Jesus. They begin to preach the gospel, and people came from that were there from many nations of the world, received the message. And even on the first day that that happened, the Bible said that 3,000 were added to the church. And so we know that they began to preach, and there was a lamp that was lit. There was a fire that was burning, and the fire not only began to burn in the upper room, not only in the streets of Jerusalem, but it began to burn in the hearts of those men that took the gospel throughout the nation and in the nations of the world. And 2,000 years later, there is still a fire burning on the altar. That is the altar of prayer. And I declare today that God is at work. I declare that there is hope for our nation. I declare that the hope of this nation is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, he said, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. There is hope for our nation, ladies and gentlemen. And we have people not only across America that are agreeing with us in prayer for another spiritual awakening, for revivals in every town and city in this land, in all 30,000 towns and cities. But we have people that are praying this morning throughout America. They have not let the lamp go out in their hearts, in their families, in their homes, in their church, in their city. And I declare today that God is calling this nation back to Him before it is too late. And just as there was a warning on September 10th, 2001, I believe that I am giving a warning to this nation, to this land, that God is calling this nation to repentance. God is calling this nation back to Him. He is calling a nation that has forgotten their God, that has taken prayer out of the schools, that has taken the Ten Commandments off the walls, that has taken the name of Jesus out of the marketplace. Even though there is darkness in this land, even though there is gross darkness, I am preaching today to tell you that it's late, but it's not too late, that we as a nation must turn back to God. We must turn back to Him. And it all lies within the responsibility of us as Christians with those who preach the gospel. I'm calling this morning for pastors, for shepherds to wake up, not be like dumb dogs that can't even bark when the enemy comes in. That I am calling for pastors and preachers and leaders and shepherds all across America to wake up out of their slumber and sleep and begin to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is alive, calling for people to get right with God, not waiting till after the service and having people to go to a room across the hall, but pastors standing at the close of their sermons with tears streaming down their eyes and calling for people to get saved, people to get right with God, Christians to turn from their wickedness, to turn from their wicked ways and repent and call and call for people to be baptized in the Spirit so that a fire can begin to burn. I'm calling for fathers to begin to call their families back to the family altar, begin to pray and seek God that the fire begins to burn. I'm calling for people that have let Christians, I'm talking to you believers that have let the fire go out in your lives. Once the fire of God burned in your lives, once there was a fire burning on the altar, once there was a fire and a passion for the things of God, but you are now slumbering and sleeping, and you're sleeping through the times when you need to get up and call upon the Lord and make sure that the fire is burning on the altar of your homes and that you are praying for your family and with your family. And you pastors are calling your churches to pray. There's a fire burning on your own altar and the passion of God. Help us not to be like the five foolish virgins. Their lamps went out while they were slumbering and sleeping. But let the fire be ignited in our lives. Again, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Father, I pray today. I pray today, oh God. I pray this morning for those that are listening, those who are attending a breakout radio church. I pray for them today. I pray, oh God, that the fire of God would be reignited in their hearts and in their lives in Jesus' name. Lord, that they would turn to you with their whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity to get right with God. I want to give you an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Those of you that don't know the Lord, maybe there are those of you that are backsliders. You once had a passion to serve God. You once had an incredible relationship with the Lord. But something happened. You got discouraged. You got disappointed. You felt like that things had gone wrong. And now today you're far away from God. Maybe you're here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning, or maybe you're listening to one of the replays throughout the week on BPN Radio at 8 o'clock Sunday through Friday night. Maybe you're listening to a replay. Even if you are, you can accept Jesus. Maybe there are those of you today that you've never accepted the Lord. The fire's never gone out because you've never known the Lord. Or maybe there are those of you that you're not sure what has happened in your life. Maybe you said a prayer, but you don't have the assurance in your heart today that you're a Christian. I want to pray this prayer with you. First of all, I want to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. You've never accepted Jesus. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. I pray for those of you right now that you're a backslider. You're far away from God. You've let the fire go out on the altar. You're no longer serving God. You're no longer running after God. You're no longer walking. You sat down. You turned away from God. But you can come back to Him. You can run back to Him today because He has not left you nor forsaken you. His voice is still calling for you. He wants to rekindle, relight the flame that once was in your heart. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. We just say this prayer after me. Lord, today I'm coming back to you. I repent of my foolish ways. I repent of my sins. I've gone far from you, but like the prodigal son, I'm coming home today. I'm coming back to you today. I repent of my sins and I turn from my wicked ways and I turn back to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Renew, reignite the flame that has gone out, that once burned so brightly in my life today in Jesus' name. And I want those of you that are not sure of your salvation. Maybe you joined a church at one time, but you never developed a personal relationship. You don't know if Jesus were to come today, if you would be ready or not. You're not sure if you were to die today, if you would go to heaven or hell. You can know. And I want you to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, on this 11th day of September 2016, I give you my life. I declare today that I'm giving my life to you. I'm repenting of my sins. I'm accepting your forgiveness. I forgive others and I forgive myself. And I'm going to live for you. May the fire of God, may the fire of your Holy Spirit burn in my life today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And if you said that prayer, I want you to get your Bible and begin to read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I encourage you to go and be a part of a local church. And if that is not working in your life, I want to invite you to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. If you're not a member of a church, you're not a part of a local church, and all you have to do to become a member of Breakout Radio Church is go to bpnradio.com. That is bpnradio.com. And there are some of you that are already there at bpnradio.com. And I invite you to go to bpnradio.com. And you can click on the membership, which is right there, membership. And you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And there, if you click on membership, you just fill out the information, and then you submit that information, and we will get back with you as you become a member of this worldwide radio church. Remember, in just a few moments, you will be able to go to our prayer room, and I will be there in the prayer room immediately after this service, and I will be praying with you, and you will be able to I will be able to take your prayer request, and I will be able to pray to answer any questions that you might have. Right now, I'd like to give you an opportunity to give today, and one of our team members, Gene Massey, is coming at this moment to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings, and I want you to welcome Gene Massey as he comes to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. God bless you, Gene.
Good morning, Dale. Thanks for that great message today. You know, it's great to be part of the Breakout Radio Church this morning with you and Gene and the rest of our church family. I can remember when I was just 9 years old, somebody preached the gospel, and a nine-year-old little boy received it. And Christ came into my life, and I was born again that day. And so Sally and I are excited about being part of this church and for the future of the church and how God can bring his anointing to so many people through this Breakout Radio Church. I want to take time this morning to give our gifts to God through our tithes and offerings. God's been so good to us that really giving is just the reaction of a grateful, thankful heart. Giving is a result of a life that's developed an attitude of gratitude. And an attitude is developed over time and becomes a settled way of thinking about God and about life. An attitude of gratitude doesn't just happen. It's gained by what you think about. Colossians 3 says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you have died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So here's where they're talking about attitude. Put on this new nature. Clothe yourself in it. Be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, Christ is all that really matters, and he lives in all of us. He goes on to talk about how much God loved us, about his tender-hearted mercy, his kindness, his humility, his gentleness, his patience. Says that we ought to learn to have an attitude of gratitude because of all that God has done for us. And finally says, and always be thankful, and let this message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives. God just keeps talking to me about this message about Christ. And Dale, you're right about being able to preach the gospel to just as many people as we can. So as part of setting our sights on the realities of heaven and putting on this new nature, we want to give our tithes and offering from a grateful heart to the one who has loved us supremely. And I'm also thankful for Dale and Jean for pioneering this church so that we have the opportunity to begin to reach hundreds and thousands of people with the message of Jesus and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so we give so we can help spread this word through the Breakout Radio Church, and also to be a blessing to the church family and take this message to as many people as we can. There's several ways you can give to the church this morning. You can give by check. Just make it out to Breakout Prayer Network. Send it to Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas. That's the Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And the zip code is 79709. You may also give by credit or debit card or PayPal by going to bpnradio.com and clicking on the donate button at the bottom of the webpage. I want to thank you for giving, and let me just pray for you now. Father, I'm so grateful for your loving kindness that you came into the world to save us and not to condemn us. Thank you for providing for us and blessing us. We're grateful to Dale and Jean for all that they have done for so many people and how they've been your voice to the nation throughout all the years. And I'm grateful for each and every person listening today, and pray that you would bless them for their giving and that you would provide for their every need in spirit, soul, and body. Help us, Lord, to develop an attitude of gratitude, to be thankful for all your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you very much, Gene Massey, for receiving our Sunday morning tithes, offerings, our contributions. We're so very, very thankful and grateful to Gene and Sally Massey, our wonderful friends since 1986, and members of Breakout Radio Church. Remember, again, if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you can. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and just click on the membership form, and you can submit that. And of course, we'll be in touch with you, and you can be a part of a worldwide family of believers here. And I'm just so very, very thankful and grateful for this incredible, incredible opportunity to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. To know that I have the privilege and opportunity to be able to speak to people all around the world from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. So thank you so very, very much. I just want to pray for those of you that need healing. It may be spiritual healing or emotional healing, whatever healing it might be. I just want to pray for you today here at Breakout Radio Church. Father, I just pray for those who need healing today, those that are listening today, in Jesus' name, that are suffering in their physical being, their emotions, whatever it may be. Lord, I know that you have come to heal the brokenhearted. You have come to set the captive free. You have come to minister healing to those who may have received a bad report. Maybe medical science says there's not much they can do for them. But I believe you, Lord, that you are our healer, that you're a healing Jesus. And I pray today for those who need healing in the name of the Lord. I pray for those who are going through dark places in their life. I pray for those who are going through major disappointment, maybe depression, oppression, maybe fear, maybe anxiety. They may be experiencing panic attacks, whatever it may be. I pray for them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, I really appreciate you coming to church today here at Breakout Radio Church. Thankful for the opportunity to be able to minister to you via radio. And I want to remind you again that there are people in our prayer room that are ready to answer your questions, that are ready to answer, to take your prayer request. Remember, when then you go into that prayer room, you will not have to give your name, but there's somebody that we can pray, that will be there to pray with you. I'm going to spend a few minutes myself in the prayer room, and all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, double-click on that little white church with a red roof, and there you will be in our breakout radio church site. Just click on the prayer room. If you need a password, it's lowercase BPN Radio, BPN Radio, and we will be there to pray with you, answer any questions for a few minutes after the service today. I just want to speak a blessing upon you right now. Before I do, if you here on this Sunday morning, remember, if you're listening to a replay of this broadcast during the week, there won't be anyone in the room to pray with you, but there is, of course, on Sunday morning. Thank you for being a part of this. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name for everyone that is listening today, especially our Breakout Radio Church members. I speak a blessing upon them today. I ask that you bless them, watch over them, keep them safe, guard their lives and direct their paths. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church today. God bless you.